Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2737.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
That person would be my son. After he came into this world, my whole aspect on life changed.
What do you aspire to be?
Someone who retires early.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Outgoing, hardworking.
Describe the world you come from and how the world shaped who you are.
I came from a legal immigrant family to getting my citizenship and becoming something in the military.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I guess my attribute would be hardworking. From growing up in the fields picking blueberries to being successful now.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Friendliness, outgoing, being happy.
What quality do you like the best in yourself and what do you like least?
I guess I'm more hardworking because I like to push myself to get what I want. And then the least, I tend to be shy sometimes when I don't want to.
What quality would you most like to see flourish and which would you like to see wither?
I guess flourish is my hardworking. Hopefully I can accomplish everything I put myself to. And then for weather, I guess be more I guess I always be confident in myself.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
To work.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, I loved coming home and as soon as I came home, my son would come up to me and we'd start playing. So anything outdoors. Anything else, I was in the go-go.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Being outdoors, building forts, riding bikes.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy?
91 Confirmed Killed by John Hathcock. It's sniper books, just war books.
What is your favorite word and why?
I think it's dude, because I forget people's names very easily, so I just call him dude.
What was the last book you read? Maybe you saw a sporting event you attended.
My criminal justice book for school. Iron Man for the movie I saw. And sporting event I attended was a baseball game.
What do you do for fun? What are some of your hobbies?
I love to be outdoors, sports. And I also like to work. For my hobbies, I like to work on my vehicle.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
The guy from the Bamba.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I guess coming to a new environment, coming from Mexico and then thrown into a whole new environment, being the only one that stood out. And then impacted me by making me very friendly with people.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
John F. Kennedy. I think he's a very good president. I'd love to meet him.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I think the first time I saw my son was my most defining experience. It totally changed me.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I had to make a call when I was deployed that I know if I wouldn't have made that call, it could have been someone else's life or could have been mine.
Have you ever experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your perceptions about it.
Witnessing other cultures. I guess my first thought was they don't care. They're not people. They're just cruel and unusual people. And then when you get to meet them, you get to know them, you change your whole world. Like, oh my gosh, people are people. They want life too.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Doing something with my son, something sporting event.
Where would you like to be the most?
At the beach.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My son.
What is your approach to life?
Accomplish all my goals.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Growing up, knowing that you're an illegal immigrant, and then that kind of lifestyle is just totally, it's not something anyone would want to do. To overcome these difficulties, I ended up getting my citizenship, and then it changed my my life. It changed my life because I opened up the eyes to other people and taught them that just because they're legal doesn't mean that they're not people too.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
That'd be having my son.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Battleship.
Who is your favorite actor?
Any action actor like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Wesley Snipes.
What is your favorite dinner?
Italian.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Go to the bathroom.
Why did you choose the Marine Corps as your career?
It just happened to walk into my life, I guess.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
The camaraderie you have with other Marines and working together to accomplish a mission.
If you had to choose a different career, what would it be? And why would you choose this career?
Probably DEA agent. I looked into it before re-enlisting. It was something that caught my attention.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I'd be in the Marine Corps. Hopefully not deployed, but that'd probably be it.
Tell me what you consider to be a romantic evening.
Nice little stroll on the beach. Sit down on the blanket and just hang out.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Outgoing, fun, active.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I guess spend some quality time together, give them a nice soft massage.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Because I have a couple friends that unfortunately they're not able to have kids. So they've been trying and they've came to a place like this to find out if they could and they can't. So they introduced me to the program themselves.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Work hard and accomplish everything.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2737.